When it comes to types of routing algorithms, there's static and dynamic. Static is going to be the user has to go to our networking devices and tell it specifically where it must go. This does require administrators to manually configure these paths, and the downside for static paths is if there's any sort of issues between point A and point B on a static route, it's not going to fix itself. The reason why you would use static routes is because it doesn't multicast any information that could be captured by any sort of enemies on our networks. Dynamics, however, are going to learn the best path between point A and point B. They do this using those multicast transmissions that unfortunately can be captured by those who shouldn't be able to see our information.